This is your station, 88.9 KETR. Welcome to your Friday, and we're so happy to be joined once again by our longtime volunteer, Alice Free. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald-Banner. Joins us each Friday at this time. How are you, Alice?
Just fine.
A few movies to discuss this week, and The Avengers has been a long-awaited one, hasn't it?
Right, and it means that this is the official beginning of summer. The blockbuster season is here because it's finally opened.
Good. Well, it's been very popular, I know, and groups of people kind of anticipating its release and a lot of buildup for this movie, right?
Yes, the fanboys are just out in force. This is the culmination of a long time, a long advertising campaign. I've been receiving notes on this for six or 7 months, I guess. So it's finally here, and it's pretty good. The big news, I guess, to say about that, the fact that they have a great number of superheroes in this film, you think, well, are they going to be able to give enough screen time to make it, you know, to just make it have any kind of sense at all? And somehow they managed to do that. They give time to Tony Stark, Iron Man, Captain America, the Hulk, Thor, Black Widow, and Hawkeye, and also Nick Fury, who's played by Samuel Jackson. The only one who hasn't been in one of these films earlier is Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye, so he's the newcomer.
Are there any characters that were left out, maybe?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think the fact that they, in the posters, they don't usually, I think that, I don't know if they were going to even have Renner in all along, because he wasn't always included in this. So I think actually maybe more. And they bring people back, like the guy, Clark Gregg, who plays Agent Phil Coulson in several of the movies, in Thor and in Captain America. I mean, he's also in Iron Man. And they bring him back, and Gwyneth Paltrow, and several of the characters from the other ones. And the big one that they bring back is the evildoer, the bad guy for the whole thing, is one guy played by Tom Hiddleston, who is the Norse god Loki, who is the adopted brother of Thor. So he comes to Earth and does all kinds of evil things and tries to, he turns some people, some good guys, onto the dark side, including Hawkeye, becomes a bad guy for a while. And then he sets in motion a scheme to destroy the globe. And they all come together in this big, massive ending, which takes place in New York City, and it's really spectacular how they bring it all in, and especially funny, I don't know, the Hulk is just the one that just got me the most. They have a different guy. Mark Ruffalo is playing him instead of Ed Norton, who'd played him previously.
Is there anyone that really has a lead role in this?
I would say more than anybody who gets a little bit more time is the Tony Stark character of Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., because he's already had, you know, two films, and I guess is the best known, and they have plenty of his wisecracks. He really adds a lot to the humor of the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm fine with him being the lead role there.
I think he pretty much is, but they all get some time. Scarlett Johansson as the Black Widow, she gets more than we've seen before and is better, I think, in this one than she appeared in Iron Man also, in Iron Man 2, I guess. The only thing wrong with it is the final sequence, which takes place in New York City. For some reason, they end it with this montage of references to 9/11, which is just, I thought, was in terribly poor taste. I don't know what they were trying to prove, but I didn't like that.
But for the Marvel comic fan,
it's the ultimate, yes.
Okay. Well, very good, very good. The Avengers coming out this weekend. Also, we have Bernie.
This was filmed in East Texas, and it's based on the true story of a funeral director whose name was Bernie Teed, and played by Jack Black in the movie, and his friendship with the town's of Carthage most disliked woman, this elderly widow named Marjorie Nugent, who's played by Shirley MacLaine. And when Marjorie ends up dead, eventually Bernie is charged with her murder. But the ironic thing, and what turns this true story into this darkly comic, almost unbelievable bunch of happenings, is that the townspeople, they can't get a fair trial there because everybody likes Bernie so much and they all hated this woman so much that they have to move the venue from Carthage to St. Augustine, Texas to get a fair trial.
I heard Jack Black plays kind of a different role than he's accustomed to.
Yes, he has a mustache, and he's a popular guy of the town and very well liked, and he sings in these choirs, and he's you know, he does have a good singing voice, which I get, you know, he's always had a band, sure. But this time he's kind of like a more traditional kind of singing, which is surprising.
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey is also in it as the district attorney, and Hunt County's own Jerry Biggs plays the judge.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that. Well, does the story, I guess in some of the reviews and maybe some of the local citizens over there, do they find it factual?
Well, they basically do, but some are unhappy about it being made as a comedy. You know, I mean, they say, how could it such a tragedy? But there is something. It's based on originally a story by, it's directed by Richard Linklater, and it's based on a story by Skip Hollingsworth, which ran in the in Texas Monthly. And it was presented in a comic fashion because it is so such a bunch of odd circumstances, and the people in the town, you know, we're pretty divided about it at the time, and I guess they still are.
Well, that'll be interesting, certainly for us Texans, be able to see a movie like that. The Sound of My Voice, let's talk about that one.
It is one of my favorites in a long time. It's a part thriller, part sci-fi. These documentary filmmakers, they infiltrate what they believe to be a cult in order to get footage of the group's mysterious leader, whose name is Maggie. And she's played by Britt Marling, who also co-wrote this, and who was the star, by the way, of Another World, a recent movie. But Maggie claims to come from the future. And you think, well, this is all a hoax, and this is some crazy scheme and con. And then think many things happen, and you just really don't know. And it has this abrupt ending, which some people are going to really hate. But it's an open-ended conclusion, which you have to leaves you with a myriad of possible interpretations for it.
Okay. You're a fan, I think, of all of these this weekend.
Right.
Well, good. Now we've got a little bit of everything. We always like a little of a variety. I think that's what you go for when you want to review movies on a weekly basis, don't
you, Alice? These couldn't be more different. Yes, right.
Good. Well, something for everybody. We always like to be able to make it a good family show that way.
Okay.
Our weekly chat with Alice Reese, we certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald-Banner. We'll take a break, come back with your local newscast next.